Tennessee's new Young Farmers of the Year. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
On behalf of Case IH this evening, on this special night, like I mentioned, our 25th anniversary of sponsorship, please join me in congratulating this year's winners, Brandon and Catherine.
And that's Rutherford County's Brandon and Catherine Witt that Case IH's Tim Mills is referring to, as they were named the state's Young Farmers of the Year this past Saturday night. That was held during the Tennessee Farm Bureau's Young Farmers Summer Conference.
10 or 12 years ago, I guess, when we got involved, we never really even dreamed of putting in for this. And I thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to represent you.
The 33-year-old Brandon Witt and his wife Catherine and her father have a diversified farming operation just outside of Murfreesboro in the Blackman community, where they raise row crops, livestock, and specialty crops. And as Young Farmers of the Year, they receive a year's free use of a brand-new Case IH tractor up to 150 hours. They also get $500 from Tennessee Farm Bureau, a fully loaded RTV from the Farm Bureau, an insurance policy to cover the tractor for a year from Farm Bureau Insurance, and a trip to the American Farm Bureau Convention this coming January in San Antonio, where they'll compete for national honors.
To be able to stand up and represent Tennessee Farm Bureau and Case IH and Steel and all the wonderful sponsors that we have that place their faith in us to be able to represent the ag community, and that's what we hope that our operation is.
Now, the state runners-up in the Young Farmer of the Year contest went to Grant and Crystal Norwood of Henry County. The district winners, Jay and Alice N. Juergen of Weakley County, Bradley Richardson, Murray County, Jamie and Ashley Weaver, Coffee County, Joe and Rebecca Smith of Overton County, and Lynn and Jessica Waters of Blount County. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.